Delta wants funding for a new Highway 99 exit and overpass at River Road to be included in next year's federal budget. On Wednesday, August 7, the city announced it had officially submitted a pre-budget consultation briefing to the House of Commons Standing Committee on Finance, advocating for funding to support the construction of an overpass connecting River Road as part of the Fraser River Tunnel project. Each year, the Standing Committee invites Canadians to participate in pre-budget consultations, discussions that lead to recommendations for Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland as she prepares the federal budget. The City of Delta's briefing, which was endorsed by Council on July 22, emphasizes the importance of integrating the overpass into the tunnel replacement project and providing a crucial second exit from Ladner along the Highway 99 corridor, according to a city press release. The briefing notes that the province has indicated that it would be open to including the River Road overpass in the scope of the project once federal funding has been secured. As we come closer to a federal election, it's crucial for Delta to assertively advocate for our funding needs for this essential project to be included as part of the Fraser River Tunnel replacement, Mayor George Harvey said in a press release. This submission, and our ongoing lobbying efforts with both federal and provincial governments, are vital to securing this much-needed second exit out of Ladner to support our growing community. Delta's submission includes a request for Harvey, City Manager Donnie Van Dyk and General Manager of Engineering Stephen Land to appear before the Standing Committee and brief them in person. As well, copies of the written briefing will be provided to Delta MP Carla Qualtriff, MLAs Ian Patton and Ravi Colon, Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure Rob Fleming and the Delta Chamber of Commerce. The city's briefing and accompanying staff report to council can be viewed online at delta.civicweb.net/document/230665. The project to replace the 65-year-old George Massey Tunnel is currently in the development phase, following the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure's announcement last month of Cross-Fraser Partnership as its preferred bid team to take on design-build work for the new 8-lane immersed tube tunnel. The final design and cost submission will culminate in a design-build agreement with the bid team comprised of Bouygues Construction Canada Inc., Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas Canada Limited, Pomerleau BC Inc. and Arcadis Canada Inc. Announced in August of 2021, the new tunnel will feature three general-purpose travel lanes and one dedicated transit lane in each direction, as well as a separate multi-use path to support walking, biking and other active transportation options. The crossing, which will be located immediately upstream of the existing tunnel, will be about 1 kilometer longer and 3 meters deeper, the latter to accommodate double-decker transit buses. Corridor improvements along Highway 99 in advance of tunnel construction are underway, with many elements already complete. Environmental assessment of the project continues alongside design and early site work, with major construction planned to start in 2026. The new tunnel is expected to be operational by 2030 and cost an estimated $4.15 billion, a price tag which includes replacing the Dease Slough Bridge and decommissioning the existing tunnel. According to a ministry press release, the new tunnel and approaches, once complete, will allow traffic to flow smoothly at 80 km per hour, well above the current average of 30 km per hour.